Rishalmi Shvi Yistav Mem Ches. We're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Zayin of the Beis. Mishnah discusses, continuing the discussion of Shvius regarding the place called Surya, which is, I guess, a modern day, today's Syria, is mostly Syria today. The Fulda brings down, Plain Moshe brings down, that's Aram Narayim, Aram Tsova, and things of that area, which is in, I think, today is considered like modern-day Syria. So the halacha is, what's the halacha of Shvius in those lands? Because the Syria, the Mephoshim explain, we'll see in the Gemara, the Mar Gittin, and here the Mephod brings down as well. This was David HaMelech conquered it, but since it wasn't conquered together with the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Eino ke'eretz Yisrael l'chol davar, it was like a kibush yachid. It wasn't a kibush of all of Klai Yisrael. It was something he did separately. And therefore, whether that's a din of kibush yachid, a din of kibush ha'aretz, whether it's considered, like everybody else was considered that is the whole thing. Chazal did not give it that type of din. It's midivri sofrim. Then Moshe says it to Dirabonon and said, therefore, that it is some, in some ways, it has like Eretz Yisrael, in some ways, it's like chutz la'aretz. And the Gabi Trumas and Maestris and Shvius, there's some manifestations of Eretz Yisrael and some that are manifestations of not of Eretz Yisrael. And one of the things Mishnah is going to discuss is the concept of doing something, a Shvius, of taking, of being able to work the field, but to do so with a Shina, like we had earlier in the Masechta as well, that the if you do a certain Shinuyim, you're able to go ahead and to take care of the field. And Mishnah is going to discuss what methods are we talking about that you're allowed to be able to do. So the Mishnah says, so a person can work with the detached produce in Syria, things that are detached. And again, my filter points out, afilu eitzel hakashutim b'leretzel l'chaver l'ketach nanima. This is an even for people that are chushed on that they're not makbid on Shvius, even for them as well. In Israel, you can't. You have to separate from them. But in Chutz, and here in Syria, we're able to go ahead when it's Tolish to work the field, even if it's a person that's kosher. However, Avala Mechuba, not when it's attached. That we can't do. That you can't do. Again, the Israel, even if it's detached from the ground, you can't do it. But in Syria, we allow you to do it. You can do if it's detached. You're allowed to do it even normally. But in seeing if it's attached, the Gemara doesn't explain. In certain things, we allow you to do in a certain ways with Shinuyim. I think we'll discuss what the Shinuyim are. You're able to go ahead and work the field in such a way. And that's what the Marafulda again says, that you can't do. But if it's Mufka, if you'll be Eretz Mutter. If it's Mufka, that you can do. If it's Hefker, but if it's not, we allow you to work a thing. But in Surya, they made a Gzeira of a Mechuber that you should have to make it a little bit different. We allow you to take care of it. But in with Shinuyim that we're going to outline. Mishnah gives examples. Dashim Bezairim, you're allowed to thresh and winnow grain with the Chorikim, you're allowed to tread the grapes, Ma'amri, you're allowed to heap the produce, put it together, pile it together in a normal way. After it's Tolish, you're allowed to do these Malachos. That would be something that would be permitted. Avalikotz and Labotz and Lamasikim, but you can't harvest the grain, or grapes, or olives in a regular manner where it's still considered Mechuber, it's attached. That we don't allow you to do. That we don't allow you to do. And the again, the Pnei Moshe explains as well, because what goes by Mechuber, what goes there, that Aloka, it would be like, we're afraid if you allow the Mechuber just to take care of the field in a regular way, people are going to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to live here, go to live in Syria, where they don't have any restrictions on the field. So therefore, we didn't have Mechuber, by attached, we didn't allow you to do it. But Tolish, Kiva, and the Revach Mu'ad, they weren't goza by Tolish, they weren't goza only by things that are attached. Mishnah continues, Klaloma Rabbi Akiva made a rule, called Shiotza by Mutter Arts. Any activity like the ones we said before, that's Mutter in Eretz Yisrael, to do normally in a normal way, but the rice is Mutter in Eretz Yisrael, then Chacham allowed you to do it in a way of Shinui, Osinus of Assyria, you can do it in Assyria, even by Drabonon, you're allowed to go and do it in Assyria. In other words, again, what's Rabbi Akiva's rule? And we can see if the Tanakamas are arguing with that, where if Minat Torah something is Asr in Eretz Yisrael, it's Asr. But if it's in Eretz Yisrael, Mutter, if you learn certain things which are Mutter in Eretz Yisrael, certain Malachas you can do in a Mutter manner, but the Rice, you're allowed to do it. And Rabbanon Maisa Asr it, Rabbanon Gzeira, in Syria, the Rabbanon did not even make a Gzeira, and there they allowed you to do it. The Gzeira is only in Nogea Territ Yisrael. but Ashkenazi, they allowed you to do it. But in Syria, you're allowed to do it even without any shinui. The Rabbanan did not make any iser. And again, we're going to see what type of shinui we're talking about to allow you to do. So the Mishnah, the Gemara, Israel, Syria, how to work things that are detached in Syria. So Gemara says the what was the reason why they asked? What was the reason why Syria the Bechal they made an iser for? Again, because the fact we said already and then before that Lamaisa that's Syria, it's Kibush Yachid. So the Kibush Yachid, then why should there even be an Isser at all, even Mechubra? Why would that come Maser it? If there was Kibush Yachid, as Lov Shemei Kibush, we don't consider it a Kibush. What's the reason why? Amravud is a Gezer Yilkin Mishtakin Sham. We're afraid you were going to go there and live there. People will go there and want to live there because they don't have any restrictions of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Chachamim went out of their way to discourage that and said, therefore, we don't want you, we should not do that. That's why Mechubra, at least for that part, that much of a demand that people should not go there, that's why he made such a thing. Because if that's what you're concerned about, then why even it's Tolish? If it's even detached, why should it be Mutter? Let's be afraid of the same thing. They'll go, people are going to go there. You should ask it that way as well. This is a poor person can see that a person can go ahead. Since a poor person can see the idea they could possibly make a small make a small amount of profit by going to Syria, Lenafik, not that much you won't leave. In other words, the reason said people are gonna go there because they are too poor, they need to be able to go ahead and survive. However, since Lamaisa is Betolish, there's no real work there because Mechubra you can't do anyway, so Mamela it's a small profit, and therefore we're not afraid that the Neem gonna go there to move. Not going to go. That's not going to do. It's a small profit. They're not going to go ahead and go there. That we have to be concerned. Says the Premosha. Rafa Karva Mivchami. It's a revich meal. It's a small amount. And therefore, if there's such a thing, that's okay. Goodbye. We're not afraid of that. They'll find some work here in Israel as well. They don't have to go there to be able to go ahead and make just a few pennies. Because only on Tolish, and therefore they're abundant. Therefore, we don't have to make such a gzeira. Mashenkin and Mechubra. That where you could go ahead and actually work the fields, that the Rabbana never allowed you to do that, to make such a that they didn't allow. Lamaisa, how far does the Gezeira go? And first we'll speak about this, and then where it continues. What's halacha? Whether a person's allowed to grind produce in the proper way with a goy in Eretz Yisrael during Shvias. So what you're doing is, it's you're working with grinding is something that's tolish, obviously it's detached, and the even though we don't want you to do things that are detached, but you're working with a guy, and b'meila, maybe with a guy, the chum didn't make such a gzera. Maybe there was just the mice working with it, is also, if you own the field, but here, if the guy is really doing it, you're working with him together, maybe it wouldn't be considered usher. That's the Gemara Shaila. How far would we consider that it should be considered usher? That, how far does the gzeira go, litkon goy? Says the Premosher, explain the kasha. Me name a kiva de ena akabat soja. Tis goyim da not mechoyev at mitzuvan shvias at all. It's not even say day of air because there's no chiva. There's no issue on that part. Oh, dim a kiva shberet to gagarim lasa like you're doing a vod of a karka. It's like you're helping him, and therefore it would be considered go vak even to make that us, even though he has no issue. But maybe we ask the owner to do it because that still looks like you're benefiting from it. We don't want you to do that. How far does the gzeira go? Our Mishnah says that it's usher. We have a Mishnah that tells you that it's usher. We can learn from the Mishnah that it's usher to even do a guy to grind produce with a guy during the Yeshvias. Where do we see it from in the Mishnah? As a daughter of Surya, you can a lot of go and work with things that are detached in Surya. Lo mechubar, not mechubar. I be arat, I feel matolish yasser. But in Eretz Yisrael, even matolish, even detached is going to be yasser, even if you're working with a guy. Mamela, therefore, it's was lecharif medik of our Mishnah. We can go ahead and infer that that working with the guy in Tolish and Eretz Yisrael would not be any different, any heter, would still be considered usher. And we don't the Lakara, we're going to write the answer to Shaila. The Maisa, this is really the beginning of the Sugya, major part of the Sugya. The what exactly is the halacha of Tolish? What's exactly the halacha with a guy working in the field of Eretz Yisrael? So there was a tremendous Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, of Yosef Cairo, and many of the Rishonim and the Acharonim discuss whether the permitted or not, whether you can go ahead and work work on the land, produce grown in Eretz Yisrael, if a guy owned it, would that have a din of shvius at all? Now, we know that if a Jew, of course, it's din of shvius if a Jew owns the field. If a guy owns the field, but it's in Eretz Yisrael, would that be din of shvius as well? Is there a din shvius on that to be makon not to eat from that field? So we're going to say that the charis mashma, yes. The charis could be that the would be seem to be according to a Gemara would be come out. Many would tell us that the that it's only the grinding with a goy that would be considered a button. We answered that, but in Eretz Yisrael. But if not that itself, working in the field itself, be owned by a Jew, that would not be a problem. It's the working doing the ma'ase yad. That's what many want to learn. Therefore, the owned by a field of a goy would be part of the tree, would not be any problem. There would be no issue there. However, again, many of the achrayim disagree. It's a tremendous machlokes in Poskim and in Shulchan Aruch as well. Veik the Gemara Kasha. Mishnah said, in a place where you go ahead, the produce can be eaten. But the halacha did not work the field. So the Gemara says, like the halacha is, this way it was not the Oli Bavel, it wasn't Kibush Oli Bavel. But the Haskim Emdusham, what about renting your Mehema, your animal to work there? Maisa, you said, the kid said before, you can't work there, you can't go ahead and learn Nevad. Now look, we didn't know, he asked you only that the you can eat the fruit, you just can't go work the field. What about lending your animal to somebody to work the field? So Gemara says, would that be allowed to do that? Maybe you can't do it because in Issa Shvius, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. To say renting out the Behemoth would be okay. My answer for the Bezahari, Shalom, Yitzhak, and Amahemi, he asked it. They asked the Shaila, and both of them, Rav Yitzhak and Rami, asked it. Well, instead, we see a mice. We sure of Yalva, I'm a Mepritan. Sure, once went ahead and we rent out their animals to Goyim, he would go ahead and make sure that they would make the people give their. I'm a Mepritan. Made sure to give the coins that they received to Goyim. They shouldn't benefit from it. Not the didn't because renting to them is considered Asr. You should not leave your animal alone with a guy. That's why we didn't want you to do that. You shouldn't benefit out of it because the Choshet al Mishka Behema. Well, the animal we have in Shulchan Aruch because the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, where Choshesh that Goyim are nekshat al bishiality, Memela. Therefore, we to discourage it, we make them pay giveaway. When you rented it out, the animal to go, you have to go ahead and pay the money, give away the money. So therefore, it would be a way to avoid this stuff. So no, you want to bring a riot from there that you can't lend your thing to a guy that a guy can work the animal to a guy to work the field. The chayr do not have that halacha that should be usher. So no, nothing do with that. Maybe in economy you can do it. The reason why we took the money, we made a gezeira to take the money away from them, not because they work in the field of shavuos is usher, but because there's a difference for it. Because it's we don't want to make sure that they don't do that. Because the cheshesh all on other aspects as well on the iser of mishkav beheima, and that's why we made them think not because of the fact that it's us to work the field, so you have no right from there. Mara continues. Mara said, what's the halacha? We're talking about the halacha. You're allowed to go ahead, and in Surya you're allowed to work with things that you're not to work with mechuba. You're allowed to work with a tolush. What kind of work are we talking about? Mana kama. What kind of produce are we talking about doing? Even bear shishes and nikkul shviyas. Talking about produce of the 6 year that now went into shviyas year. And you want to work out those things that grow. But mice, you didn't harvest it yet. You want to still attach to the ground in the end of the 6th year. Now shviyas is still shviyas came and still attached to the ground. Maybe Eretz Mutter. Even in Eretz Yisrael Eretz Mutter, we say why? Because the mice, it grew completely in Eretz Yisrael in the 6th year. You just haven't had any chance to cut it. But Lamaise, it completely grew in the time there's no din shviyas. You're allowed to do it even Eretz Yisrael. That can't be the case. Because even Eretz Yisrael will be mutter. Elamai bear was really not too much pair of Matzi Shviyas. You're talking about a case of shviyas that grew over Shia Shviyas. And now you want to harvest it on Matzi Shviyas in the 8th year. Lakosh mutter licks also. We said, look, if the plow is mutter, just you can't harvest it. It's also, you can't do that. You have the Mishnah Smashman, you can even do Urshur Katsa, both of them. Mishnah said you can do, right, when it's attached, you can go ahead, and what's attached, you can go ahead and do Felicia, remove it, and plowing. But if you're talking about this, what grew in the 7th year, and so you want to harvest it in the 8th year, you've got to harvest it because it's no longer Shemitah. But you're not allowed to go ahead and plow it. That's for sure you can't do. Lakosh mutter licks also. It says also, so how could the Mishnah say that plowing is also lechayra, plowing should be mutter because it's now for the next year. It's doing it for the next year. It's over. Shemitah is over. So Gemara says, Ella banakam. We're talking about cases behind pair of shvias. Fruit of piece of shvias that's during the year of shvias. That's mamish where you're being usher, but shvias says the Pnei Moshe on sviches shvias and mutter mechalasila. Things that grew the aftergrowths in shvias that's mutter to eat in Surya. And still, we don't let you cut it off because it's still considered attached. And then we don't let you cut it off. Kutch Kenner Tishrol, you can't do it. Surely in Chutz Aretz as well, you would not be able to do the Svichin that grew in the seventh year. So the Ramayas of Al-Kunam was a little cutter. Huna went to Tzor. He went to travel in the city of in Syria. Oh, it's the Lanadim Eshkaisa. And he asked them for watering the fields during Shviz because it's considered Isur Shviz. Rav Yossi heard Rav Chanina Paskin. Yes, he said, Lekhari, is it right? Watering is not, but when you go ahead and you're doing the watering, one says that that's Lekhari is Usher. One says, why would it be Usher? We're talking about Lekhari, Lo Mechubri. Must be totally attached to the ground. So if it's attached to the ground, you can't work the field in Syria. It was the Usher, Rabban Asher, if it's Mechubri, if you can't water it, we understand. But you learned in the Mishnah, so you got to go water in irrigated field on Cholamaydan during Shvias. So why did Al-Kanina say it's Asir in Syria? You can't do it even in irrigated field. When Bat Simon had to stroll in irrigated field, we said really you can do that. We learned that you can go ahead and Dover Ovid, you got to go ahead on Shvias, and you got to go ahead and do it on Cholamayd. You got to do that. So why in Eretz, why would you say that it's Asir? We're talking about the case of Syria, which is only Rabbanon. Why would it be Asir to water the field? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, and he answered, "This is Rav Shabbat. We're talking about a case where you're watering it for the sake of the seeds that are in it, and that you can't do for the field itself. If Kuna David notes, really it would be usher. When we say it's permitted to go ahead, that's talking about only for the sake of the seeds in it. The seeds should take root. You're allowed to water the fields only that the seeds shouldn't die. That's what you want to do. The seeds are going to die if they don't get watered. So you're going to, and it's really going to first go after Shvias. So there, you're allowed to do that. So to play Moshe, you're allowed to do that. Why?" You're allowed to do that because Tirul Hashkus based on Shlokim Liafsidu, that they shouldn't lose it. You planted the seeds, they're going to die if they're not watered. So you're allowed to go ahead and water the seeds because they're not going to take a root till anyway, till after Shvias. Or Chunun Maisa Asid in Surya to do that even for the, when he asked it, not for the seeds, but for the field itself. He wanted to make the field that should be able to plow the field. That's the reason why I had a Litzorik Mashka, Litzorik for the field. It should be Nuichel Akwish, it should be easier to plow. That's why he asked it, because that you can't do for Shvias. Take my money, boy. Many ask my daughter, Yemut to the house land. Yemut even to go into it for the sake of the seed. If you go, allowed to go, she allowed to play for the sake of seeds in an irrigated field. She allowed to do that. And yet, look, we know that you can't. In other words, we say, if you're allowed to water a field so the seed shouldn't get ruined, then you should be able to plow as well for the same reason that the seed should take root. If you don't plow the field, the seeds are not going to go into the ground. They're going to die out. So you have to do that anyway. Fake the Bnei Moshe. Dr. Bnei Moshe, there's a Choshim, there's a Sadi. Much like you go ahead, you dig water, you like go ahead, that it shouldn't die. So too, when you're doing Yalim Yidav, Ashkan Pli Gazam, Lika Chavim Manile. Same thing should apply, that you should be able to go ahead and Choshim Tzir Zasada. That should be able to go ahead and water it. If you don't make the plow around it, that the water can get in, that it could soften the ground, the water will accomplish anything. So you should be allowed to do that anyway. Why would that be Yosser? Why only Mashkin? Why isn't the Chayrosh also? Why isn't plowing the field in such a manner as Yosser as well? Why didn't that be Mutter as well? So the Gemara says, like my Shana Karisha Meshka, says the Mafulo. What's the difference plowing and watering? It's the same concept. It's allowing these things to take root, they don't die. The Gemara Lemaisa doesn't answer this Kasha. The Gemara leaves this question unanswered. We don't answer this question as to why Karisha would be different than Ashkasa, than watering it. Continue from the Mishnah tomorrow.